Okay, here we go, guys. We're beginning the 10th and final chapter.
That's it.
In Hilchos Tmidim u'Musafim, please have your little charts handy. Okay. We're finishing up. We have Yom Kippur and Sukkot to go. Yom HaKippurim and Yom Kippur makrivim musaf kamusaf Rosh Hashanah. The musaf of Yom Kippur is identical to the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, which is par, one bull, va'ayel, and one ram. Remember, that is not like the other holidays that have two bulls and one ram. The aisles, then, the Rambam doesn't want you to be confused, because there's two aisles mentioned, one in Sefer Vayikra and one in Sefer Bamidbar. He doesn't want you to think it's two separate aisles. That's all he's doing here now, the next line. The aisles, then, this ram is also called the El Ha'am, the ram of the people, which is in Parshas Achrimos. And over there, that aisle is the same and identical with the Korban Musaf aisle. So don't make a mistake with that. And also, the Shiva Kvasim and the seven sheep that you have are Kulam Olos. They're also Olos, Vishiva Kvasim, Kulam Olos, Usir Chatas, and then a goat for a Chatas. Now, although the other Chatos can be eaten on Yom Tov, but on Yom Kippur you can't, Funacha La'arev, and it's eaten in the evening. So if you're looking at that chart over there, on the left-hand page, under Yom Kippur, you see it is identical to Rosh Hashanah, one par for an ola, one aisle for an ola, seven kvasim for an ola, and one chatas, one goat for a chatas. Yeah. Now, but in addition, that's the musaf offering. That's musaf. However, there's an addition, Bays, Vod Makrim at Sibur, Seir Chatas, but the Karish brings another Seir Chatas in addition to the Musaf Chatas, and that's when you take the two goats and do the lottery on Yom Kippur. Nisraf, and it is burnt. That is the other Korban Chatas to forgive the Jewish people. Sheben Zugo, that its partner, the other one, is the Sar Mishalech, the one that is kicked off the cliff. Okay, so basically that's the same Musaf offering of Yom Kippur is the same one for Rosh Hashanah. Now we move into the Musaf offering of Sukkot, and that's where it gets exciting.
Yeah.
Where now you're adding, many, many more bulls. Every other Yom Tov is either one or two bulls.
We start with 13.
Now we start with 13 and descend in order. That's one big change. There's really almost nothing is the same except for the one goat for a chatas.
Yeah.
That's it. But everything else,
the two
rams is different than the others. It's just one. Everyone else has one. The two that you see in Shavuos is with the shtei lechem. It's not the musaf. And also the 14 sheep for Olos, which is more than all the others, only have seven, it has 14. So there's a heck of a lot more going on over here on Sukkot. It's going to be described in Halacha Gimel. V'yom HaRishon Shel Chag HaSukkot, on the first day of Sukkot, Makrivim Musaf Hayom, bring the Musaf, and you bring following. Shalosh HaSoporim, 13 bulls, Ushnei Elim, and two rams, V'arbasar Kfasim, and 14 sheep, Kulam Olos, they're all Olos, Useir Chatos, and one goat for a Chatos, Nechos, that is eaten. V'chein kol yom v'yom mishim z'me'achag, and so it is for every one of the 7 days of the holiday, the things that are consistent are, Makrivim Shnei Elim, you bring two rams for an Ola, V'arbov Zorkfosim, and 14 sheep for an Ola, Useir Chatos, and one goat for a Chatos. However, the bulls that are for the Ola, they descend. Dalit. Avalaporim, but the bulls, Pochasim, Echadech v'chol yom, you go down one at a time, going every day down. Basheni, on the second day, for example, Makrivim Shnemasar, you bring 12 bulls. Bashlishi, Achadasar, on the third day, bring 11 bulls. Achi, Motzer, Korban, Yom, Shvi, until you come to the seventh day, which will be in total, Parim, Shiva, 7 bulls. Elim, Shnayim, 2 rams, Kvasim sheep, arbosa, 14, hakol olos, usir chatos, and one goat for a chatos. So that is the most unique. Sukkos is its own world, as
well,
it were.
Isn't there 70 bulls in total?
Yes, we will get to. Yes, there are 70. Now, hey, finishing off the final Yom Tov, which is the last one on your column. By Yom HaShmini Atzeres, and Shmini Atzeres, it's its own different Yom Tov. And Makrivi Musaf Hayom, what's the Musaf for this day?
Same
Par, way. One bull, V'ayel, one ram, V'shiva Kvasim, seven sheep, Kulam Olos, they're all Olos, U'Seir Chatos, and one goat for a Chatos, V'zem Musaf Bifnei Atzmo. This is its own individual Musaf, which means it's not a continuation of Sukkos,
right.
It's its own holiday. So in summary, if you look across the chart, this is what you have, the common denominators. Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, and Shavuos. The Musaf offerings only, not the extra things. The Musaf, they're all the same. Two bulls for an Ola, one ram for an Ola, seven sheep for an Ola, and one for Chatos. 2-1-7-1. That is Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, and Shavuos.
And Rosh Hashanah?
No. Then Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeres is one off. It's one bull for the Ola, one ram for the Ola, seven sheep for the Ola, and one for the Chatas. So the difference, those three holidays, Rosh Yom Kippur and Shmini Atzeres, it's the one bull versus the two bulls. That's the difference, besides any other external things, but in terms of the Musaf. And then finally, Sukkos is its own world, with much more bulls that are in descending order, and many more sheep that are consistent, 14. And that's all you have chazar on it when you get to the fifth and sixth aliyah this week in Parshas
yes,
Pinchas.
Yes, that's
that's
what
exactly what we learned, and that's exactly what you're going to find. Okay, we're finished with these offerings. You can put the sheet away. Well, you might want to keep, you want to keep track of these numbers here, but now we move on to the next unique. Remember, every Yom Tov we focus on the unique aspects. Now, Yom Kippur, we didn't talk about a lot of the unique things. There's going to be other halachas in the Rambam that discuss the avodah of Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So it's going to leave that for another time. But now we're going to focus on the water libation offering that was unique to the holiday of Sukkos, all 6 days of Chol HaMoed Sukkos.
Is it six or seven?
Well, first day is Yom Tov. Well, all seven. Well, okay, seven. Kol Shivas Yemei Achag. Okay, all 7 days of the holiday, Minaschid Esamayim, we do the water libation on Gavim Zech on top of the Mizbech. Where do we get this from? You're going to have to look hard. This is Allah Moshe Mishina. It's
yeah.
not mentioned though. It's hint. There's Ramazim
yes.
in the Torah, but it's nothing directly said. The im nisuch hayayin shel tamid shel shachar hayim Minaschid Esamayim levado. They would what do you call it? Make it come out at the same time. It's a good word for that. It's just escaping me now. They'd have to, they'd time it that the pouring of the water, synchronize, very good word. They'd synchronize the pouring of the water libation to be at just about the same time as when the shach, the tamid shel shachar, you pour the wine libation down. You'd want to synchronize them to be poured down, but of course, they would be poured separately. They would not be mixed.
No. They're two different holes, aren't they?
The iPad.
What's wrong with the iPad?
I don't have time right now to
okay.
play around with that. So that would be, they would be done separately. Okay, you're not going to mix them together. You would like to pour it exactly at the same time, but we'll see that's l'chachila. B'dieved, it'll be even not that way. Even if you don't do it at the same time. Generally, you would have the nisuch hamayim, the nisuch of the wine should be in the day because the korban tamid is ready. It's after
it's
dawn,
yeah.
And you could have the nisuch hayayin a little bit before because that whole celebration started the night before. But you'd like to time it at the same time. Halacha Zayin will tell you, well, what if you don't do it so perfectly? Vim era hamayim. Oh, another thing. Vim era hamayim l'tochayim. What if you did mix the water
Ooh.
Into the wine? Or you put the wine inside the water. And you pour them all in one utensil. Yotza, your yotze, bidi eved. This number of sukkim will teach you this. There's a whole other issue the commentaries talk about. Well, don't we know there's a halacha that yayin, wine that is diluted, is pasul? So how come the wine that's being diluted is pasul? So that's only if you don't start with a reviz of wine. Mm. Then it pasuls it. But if you already have a reviz of wine, which you have by the Korban Tamid, so then you don't have to worry about that. So that's fine. However, another b'di'eved, what if you did the pouring of the water before the sacrifice of the Korban Tamid? If you pour the water at night, b'di'eved yotza. So b'di'eved, just about anything will work. Now, where does all this happen? Ubekaren dromis maravis, on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, haya minaseach l'mala mechatz mizbeach, you would pour it from the upper half of the Mizbeach. We'll be specific in a moment. V'hakol yored l'shishim, everything went down the pipes that was in that southwest corner of the Mizbeach. We poured down the pipes, and that finally hit that underground, river?
Stream.
That took it all away, as we read Kamoshi Barnu. Ketzad hayosim, how did they do that? Slochi sholzov machzeke shlosha lugin hoyim amalosim neshaloach. They go to the nearby Shiloach pond, and they would take a pitcher and fill it up with 3 lug of water. Okay? He gil l'sharamayim, when they went to the gate that was called the water gate. The first water gate.
That was the first water gate.
Taku v'eriu v'taku. They blow atkia through atkia. Then all of them, from there on, all of kevesh, they would go to the ramp. Okay? Which was on the southern side of the Mizbeach, and they go up the ramp, and now we want to go to the southwest side. Mm-hmm. So although most of the time, all turning inside of the Mizbeach was to the right, so you really should have a circuitous route around the Mizbeach, but here no. Upanel is small, they go to the left. Why are they doing that, if you recall? No, we don't go the shortest path. We always go to the right. But the reason is, there's a lot of action going on over there. Yeah. The Korban Tamid may very well be burning at that time. And we said the water could get smoked out. And that could render the water unfit.
He did this on Shavuos night.
Yes, that's also. So therefore, he goes straight to the left to avoid that problem. Vinosan Maim. Now, if you recall, on that southwest corner, right on the top over there, were two little bowls, as they were, attached to the Mizbeach. And we have the picture. I always have trouble finding the picture here. I figure I would have marked it by now.
The poster or something, yeah.
It's very small. When I pass around, look where my finger is.
Yeah.
And you'll see two little black dots. Right over there, in that corner.
How could they get it into a dot? How did they pour it into a dot?
Well, it was a little bigger than the dot.
Oh, it was bigger than the dot.
Okay. So anyway, there were two little bowls, and that was right on top, and you pour into that, went all the way down the side of the Mizbeach there, the corner of the Mizbeach, and then went into the stream. So that's what they would do. Ushnei svalim shel kesef hayasham, and there were two, like, bowls that were on the top corner over there. Shel kesef, they're made out of silver. Maravi, the western one, the one that was more to the rest, hayabomayim, they poured the water into the one that was more to the west, v'mizrach, and the one that was a little more to the east, hayabayayin shel nesach, would be the wine that you normally poured for any wine libations. Now, the thickness of the holes was different because of you want the wine and the water really to be poured at the same time. But one will run faster than the other. Which one do you think between wine and water will run faster? So therefore, they're going to narrow one of the pipes, so it'll go a little slower. So v'hayu minukavim kamin shnei chatamim dakim. They had two little, how does he translate chatamim? Like noses?
Yeah, like nostrils.
Like two little nostrils, two of them. V'shalmayim the water am hayu nekav shlod dak mishal yayin. The one of the water was a little thinner, narrower than the wine, because wine goes faster, so you make it a little thinner, so the water
goes slower.
Water goes faster, I meant to say.
Yeah.
So you want to make it thinner, so that it will slow down the water going down. Kadeshi yichla hamayim yayin kechad. You want the water and the wine to be finished with the pouring at the same time. Now, Zesh, Menaseach HaMayim, the fellow who was pouring down the water, everybody gave him a warning, a reminder. Hayomrim lo, Hagvayorcha, raise your hands. We want to make sure you're doing it and pouring it in the right place. We don't need to pour it on your feet.
No.
Why? Because Shepam Achas, Nosach Echad al-Ragav, one time, there was a bad boy.
It was the king.
Who took the water and he poured it on his feet.
It was the Chashmonai.
Who regomukom esrogim, and they pelted him with esrogim.
It was during Sukkot.
Remember, it was Sukkot. Yeah. They pelted him with esrogim. Shamru, they said, Sadoki, there was a tzad, you see who. Shame Omri, they say, Amen, ask him, I am. You don't have a water libation. They're going to say, where in the Torah does it say you have a water libation? Of course, you don't do one. So it seems, you know, that Sadoki, who was doing the service on that day on Yontif, he poured it on his feet to say, there's no such mitzvah. So they didn't want that to happen again. So they say, you know, hands up. And let's just make sure, don't shoot, and we will, they want you to pour it properly. Now, halacha test, I do this every day. Now, what about Shabbos? Shabbos is a little bit of a problem. Can you carry water from the Shiloah?
No, I think that's a problematic.
Can't carry on Shabbos.
I think there's an issue there.
So, kemaseo b'chol, kach maseo b'Shabbos. In almost every way, you did the water libation on Shabbos, just like on a weekday, with one exception. They have to fill the water up on Erev Shabbos from the Shiloach. And what did they do? Chavis shel zahav ve'enam iklisharis. And they put it in a barrel of gold, and it was not from a ministering vessel. Now, why could it not be in a ministering vessel? Because if you put it in a ministering vessel the day before, it will be puzzled
left overnight.
By staying overnight.
Yeah.
So you don't put it in that.
No, sir.
Put it in one of the offices.
No, sir.
The next day, you pour from it. Okay. It's already in the Azara, so there's nothing to worry.
So it would have to be covered, though, in this gold
yes,
vessel.
Yes, for sure. Now, what if, for any reason, in Nishpacha, what if the water that was in the barrel or any other water you were bringing in for that, if it spilled, or if the lid was removed, and overnight, you never know if a snakey wakey could get in.
Snakey wakey.
Then now you have a problem because ask his halachas on Shabbos because he's telling you memale min akir, fill water from the kior umenaseh. Now, if it's any other day of the week, why would they have to go to the kior? They can go back to the shiloach.
Right.
So it must be it happened on Shabbos. So if any problem happened on Shabbos, so the backup was the Shiloh. I would imagine if they
the
forgot.
The Kior was the B-Kior.
I understand. I imagine if they forgot to take an Erev Shabbos, I guess they'd also go to the Shiloh, to the
Kior. Kior.
Yod Aleph.
So it's not relevant here about the whole Simcha aspect of the...
He's not getting into that. He's just getting into the Avoda of the Mizbech. He's not getting... He already... we'll speak about another places, and I think he did it in Hilchos Sukkos, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, B'chol Yom V'Yom... Mimeachag, each and every day of the Yontif, of Sukkot, Hayomim Shira Bifnei Asma Musaf Hayom, would be a separate song the Levim would sing for the Musaf offering. Barishon Mimei Chol HaShomoyed, on the first day of Chol HaMoyed. Now, again, Chol HaMoyed could be any day of the week, right? Now, of course, there's going to be 7 days. Okay. Now, Yontif had a different shira. There would be different shiras for Yom Tovim. But for Chol HaMoed, they had 6 shiros. That's assuming there's no Shabbos in those 6 days. If Shabbos would come in, then we do Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, even for Musaf, and it'll bump one off. So let's quickly go through the 6 shiros that were sung from Tehillim while the Musaf offerings were being brought. HaYomrim on the first day. Havul Hashem b'nei Yevim. Render to Hashem, the children of the Almighty. Okay, so that Mizmor is dealing with the fact that the Mizmor continues and talks about, since it was the first day of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, it gives great honor to Hashem. And over there in the Talmud says, Kol Hashem alamayim. The voice of Hashem is over the water. And since the first day, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, so we mentioned that psalm. Basheni, on the second day of Chol HaMoed, we quote from Tehillim, where it says, V'la Rasha Omar Elohim, and Hashem says to the Rasha, these are words of Musar, that the people who came to the Azara, who came on the holiday, they're all having kinds of simcha, and they're warning them, don't come here and rejoice if you haven't done tshuva. So that talks about the tshuva that has to happen. The third day, Bashlishi, it says, Mi Yakum Li, who's going to stand up for me? Imareim, against the wicked people. That's talking about the tsaris that the Jewish people will have. Remember, the Jews were really subjugated during most of the Second Temple era to the Persians and the Greeks and the Romans, etc., etc. But still, no, they would not refuse, they would not refrain from having the simcha to Hashem and ask them, Hashem, to save them from the enemies. And if Hashem would not have helped us, we would be finished. So that's all the theme of that third day. But Ravi, we're coming to the fourth day. Now we're coming more towards the end of the Yontov. So we got to start remembering to do all our mitzvahs properly and not get punished for it. So it says, Binu, understand, Borim, you senseless ones, but I'm amongst the people. Whoa. And you better behave properly. Because remember, you have to give your matnas aniyim, which usually comes at the harvest time. The harvest time, now it's time to give. Trumas and maestras and all these things, leket, shikopeya, everything over there. Coming to the last days already, it's the fourth day of Chol HaMoed. People are going to go home, and they'll give him a little musr. Make sure, you know, should know, did you give your tithes properly? I know it's done in private, and you think maybe Hashem's not watching. So, binu barim ba'am, you know, understand, you senseless people. What's going to happen, you know? Does Hashem have an ear and doesn't listen? You know, all those psukim over there, know that big man on top is watching you. But Chamisha, on the fifth day, it says, Hasirosi, I removed Misevel Shichmo from his shoulder, the burden that was on his shoulder. These are words of comfort. And Hashem is saying, if you merit and you have troubles, I will help you out. And finally, Bashishi, it says, Yimotu, you shall tremble, kol mos de'ar, it's all the foundations of the earth. And that one is dealing with, where it talks about the Mizra Hashem stands in judgment. This is Hoshana Rabbah, and Hoshana Rabbah is that day of judgment. So therefore, the final day of judgment, so we should be trembling on that. And as we said, Vimchol Shabbos, Lios Be'echmeh, if Shabbos will be any one of those days of Chol HaMoed, then the psalm for Shabbos comes in, and you push these back one day, so the last one, the sixth one, would be not said that year. Yimotu, that paragraph that begins with Yimotu, Yidacheh would get pushed off because Shabbos came in between. Now, Yud Beis, I know it's extremely long, but it's extremely easy. So we're going to finish it today. I know it's long, but we're going to, it's so simple, really. You might want to just take a look.
In the next seven.
Doesn't matter, but it's really simple. So nothing to get excited about. Mm-hmm. And besides, we got 6 minutes till 10 o'clock. So it's not a problem. So let's go back to this sheet. I think you're going to want to look at the number of korbanos that are over here.
So back to our original sheet that we had?
I think so. If not this one, the next one. Why am I not finding it? I don't know what is wrong with me.
You're on the kaf.
29.
26, I think.
Kfar Bayan already explained, Shekol Mishmaros Kohuna Esenvar, there were 24 Mishmaros for the Kohanim all year long. But on Yontif, everybody could come in and have an equal say in the Regolim. So now we're going to try to figure out how much of all these humongous korbanos that are happening on Sukkos, how are we going to divide them up in a certain way? Because, you know, it's, if it's a one-off, you know, it's not everyone can make it. You know, for example, like say, on Rosh Hashanah, there's only 11 korbanos. So, in the Musaf at least, and even with the tummy, it's only two more, it's 13. It's not a lot of korbanos. So, you know, you're going to have to do some kind of raffle. But here, look, you have millions of korbanos. So we're not going to raffle every day, so we want to make sure that all the group's got some chances over here. So let's see what's going on. V'chag HaSukkos, how you call Mishmar Makriv. Now, you wanted to have every, on Sukkos, every Mishmar should be able to bring par echad, at least one bull, o ayel echad, or one ram, o seir chatos, or one goat for a chatos. Because look at all the parim that you have over here.
70
you
parim.
You have 70 parim. At least the seven on one day, right? You've got the
14 rams.
You got aisles. You've got every day you got aisles. and you got a Seir Chatas, right? So and you got a lot, and you got a lot of, and you got a lot of kvasim over there.
98,
right? So call Mishmor. So every Mishmor would bring over the whole holiday would at least bring par echad, would bring one par o ayil echad or one ayil o Seir Chatas or one Seir Chatas of all kvasim, but the sheep. Then you're going to have some, got a lot of sheep over there. You got 14 times 7. That's 98. Yesh Mishra, Shagamay Shnei Kvasim. Some Mishras would get to bring two Kvasim over that time. Yesh Mishra, Makar Kevasach, and some would bring one. Kate said, now we're going through all 7 days quickly. You'll figure out how this happens. V'yom Tov Arishan Shalchag. Let's look at the first day of the Yonta. So keep a look at your chart over here. Okay, Hayusham Shlosha Sapharim. You're starting with 13 bulls, Ushne Elim, two rams, that's 15, the Sa'ir, and a goat is 16. Okay, so now, those are the first things. This is before we're going to get to the
sheep.
To the sheep. One second, let's make sure.
30
altogether. Ushne Elim, the Sa'ir, and one over there, 16. All right, so before you can get to the 14 bulls. So what?
No, 14 sheep.
14 sheep. So now, yeah, but you have, what did we say before? 16 other animals, right?
So
then you have 24 mishmaros. So what we're going to do is 16 out of the 24, we'll get those first 16 korbanos. Okay? Call mishmar. We're going to take one mishmar, makriv behema achasvim, one of these behemas. So you've got 16 mishmars. We'll take part of bringing one of those 16 animals, correct?
Yes.
What are you left with? Eight mishmars. And on the first day, you've got 14 sheep that have to be distributed. So nisharisham arbasar kvasim l'shmona mishmaros. There's 14 sheep for 8 mishmaros. So what do we do for 14 for 8 mishmaros? So shisha mishmaros. So 6 of the mishmaros makrivim shnayim shnayim. They get 2 sheep. So that's 6 times 2.
12.
It's 12. How much is left?
2.
2. Now, Ushne Mishmaros, and now 2 other Mishmaros, and that we would back it up to one of the first 16, right? Makrivim Echad Echad would bring one of those. And that's why he was saying back to that original sentence that every Mishmar, everyone would bring either a Par Echad, an Ayil Echad, or a Seir Achatas, but the Kvasim, some of them would bring 2, and some of them would bring 1. That's how you have some of them. So the ones who didn't. Well, that they would start in the order, I guess. Because the order of the Mishmaros is a list of 24 in a row, and it goes in that order. Bashani, on the second day, what's going to happen here? You got one less par.
Right.
So the number isn't going to be 16 for that first group. It's going to be 15.
Right.
So Bashani, Yisham, Shnei Masor Parim, 12 bulls, Shnei Elim, 2 goats, Vesor, 2 rams, Vesor, and 1 goat. That's 15. So call Mishmar Makri Vechad. Everyone's bringing 1. That leaves you 9 Mishmaros who hadn't gotten anything yet. How many are still left? Nishar Shomar Bo Circle. You have 14 Kvasim. So what are we going to do now? Letisha Mishmaros for 9 Mishmaros. How do you divide 9 into 14? With difficulty. So Chamisha, 5 of them, Makrivim Shnaim Shnaim. They get 2. 5 times 2 is 10. There's 4 left and 4 Karbanas left. Farbo Makrivim Echad Echad. And 4 of them bring 1. So you see, the ones who don't bring the first 13 or the first 14, whatever, the left, the rest, divide up all the bulls. That's all the sheep. But Shlishi on the third day, there's 11 bulls, Shnei Melim, 2 rams, Visayir, and 1 goat. That's 14. So call Mishmar Makir Bechad. So every first 14 Mishmars bring 14. Now you're left with how many animals?
10. Well, you got 10 Mishmars left.
10 Mishmars.
And you got 14 animals.
And 14 bulls. Nishar
no, 14 sheep.
Sheep. Nishar Ba'asor Kvaz is 14 sheep plus Sar Mishmaros for 10 Mishmaros. Okay. So how are we going to divide it this way? Arba Makriv Shnayim Shnayim. 4 of the 10 bring 2. That's 8. 6 are left. V'shishuri Echad Echad. And then 6 again for 1 of each. But we on the 4th day. Hashem Asarapram. There are 10 bulls. V'shnei Elim. And 2 rams. V'sar and 1 goat. That's 13. So now the first 13 Mishmaros get. Kol Mishmar Makir V'chad. How many Mishmaros are left? 11 Mishmaros with 14 sheep. Nisharu Shamar Basar Kvasim L'chad Asar Mishmar. So Shloshar Makir V'shnayim Shnayim. So the first 3 groups get 2 sheep. 3 times 2 is 6. And now we got 8 left. Ushmona makrivim echadachad, an eighth, bring only one. Chamishi on the fifth day, hayusham tisha parim ushne elim v'soyer, you have nine bulls, two rams, and one goat is 12. Kol mishmar kavaret, you have 12 mishmaros. 12 are left. Nishar shamar boser, first there's 14 sheep left, l'shtemasur mishmar, for 12 mishmaros. Shoshnei mishmaros, two mishmaros, merkivim shnayim shnayim, two times two is four. Vassar on the 10 left, merkivim echad echad. Vashishi on the sixth day, hayashmona par mishnayim misayir, there was eight bulls, two rams, one goat, 8, 2, and 1 is 11. Kol mishmar akar v'chadah being 11. How much are left? 13. Nishar sham arba sark fossim 14 sheep. L'shloshah sark mishmar for 13 mishmars. So what happens then? Mishmar akar v'amak mishnei kvossim. Only one of the mishmars brings two.
The rest is one.
Mishnei masar, the 12 left of the mishmar akar v'amak mishnei bring one apiece. Bashir on the seventh day, hayashiva par mishnei l'visar, you have 7, 2, and 1 is 10.
Right.
10 for the 10 mishmaras.
14.
14 mishmaras. 14 bulls.
1-1.
Darbosik vasin kamina mishmaras. Nimsukal mishra makri behemachas. So go back to that first rule on the top of the halacha. He said on these holidays, every mishra would either bring one bull, one isle, or a seer chatos of that first group, starting from 13 to 1 to either become 7 to 1. And the kvasim, some would bring two, and some would bring one. In the beginning, more would bring two, and at the end, less would bring two.
Six lords
okay, we did it.